Double dice.
Welcome back to another episode of Double Dose. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's been happening?
Well, I have a new funniest request.
Oh, on OnlyFans. Tell me. Please tell me.
So this has just come through yesterday. So I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
And I'm reading through the paragraph of what he's asked. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yep. Seems pretty normal. Like, want to squirt. It's 5 minutes. And then I see it's a full strip tease to the entire song of Good For You by Selena Gomez.
No way. What?
So specific.
And silly me's like accepted the payment. Like, yeah, that's fine. Like 5 minute custom solo, whatever. Without before reading. I've seen this, the whole terms and conditions.
The T's and C's in the fine print.
Yeah. So I've got to do that today. Tonight.
Oh my God. You got to just channel your inner stripper.
Yeah. But you know what I'm thinking? Because it's a 5 minute. It's my standard time, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If the song is 2.5 minutes, it's going to take up quite a big chunk of the
custom.
What's
the rest of the video?
A squirting video.
Which takes time.
Yeah. So either this guy's going to end up with a 10-minute video or I will just pick the best part of the song. Okay. I don't really know what to do, but he did specify the entire Selena Gomez
Maybe.
Song.
You know what I would do? I would message him and be like, okay, I've realized it's going to be a 10-minute custom and then charge him extra. I'll say it's going to be this much extra if you want the full song.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then if he says, oh, no, be like, okay, well, I'm only going to do 30 seconds of the song then.
Or I could be a bit sneaky and pre-film with the whole song, cut it down to just 30 seconds and be like, oh, just so you know, I've actually filmed the whole song if you want it. And then send him that.
That's true. Send him the full version for extra.
Yeah.
That's smart. I like it. Business minded.
So I'm kind of dreading it. But that's my plans tonight.
Love
if
that.
If anyone cares.
I won't be coming over, but
no, just leave me on my own tonight, I think. What's new with you?
Well, I had something really funny happen the other day. It was literally just like 2 days ago when I got back from Melbourne.
Yeah.
So the pants that I'm currently wearing are low rise, and I bought them in a size 10. I'm usually a size 8 because I like mine really low. Mm-hmm. When they arrived, they're like really low.
Okay.
Like they might fall off me if I take my belt off. So I just always wear a belt with them, whatever, it's fine. I went to the airport the other day and I'd run out of clean undies. So I've decided to free ball it at the airport and wear these pants because I'm like, I'm wearing pants. It's fine. No one's going to know I'm not wearing underwear. I've got my belt on and we're all good. I start going through the detector and the lady's like, oh, you're going to have to take your belt off. The way heart stopped, I literally was like, fuck, what do I do? So I'm taking my belt off and they're like so low. Like, and I'm like, how do I like.
Just hanging on.
They're just hanging on for dear life. And I'm like trying to like pull. Oh, and to make matters worse, a girl that I know from school that was like a year below me was right behind me. And I'd already saw her turn to her friend and whisper knowing that it was me.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, why is this happening right now? Anyway, I went through. And then obviously I had to do one of these ones, the starfish scanner. In the scanner. And I'm like just praying to Jesus, being like, please don't fall off. Please don't
just fall
off.
Just try and like contort your body in some
way. Like try and hold my hip up. Anyway, I went through and I like grabbed my pants and it was fine. But it was so funny. I was like, fuck, of course this would happen to me.
Imagine if that's when you got the paps there.
Oh my God. If there was paps there and they caught me with my pants down at the airport.
I mean, they've done you dirty before.
They literally have. This wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, thankfully, I hope there was no paps. I haven't checked the news today.
Daily Mail. Annie Knight has pant mishap.
Literally, she goes without underwear.
They're probably listening. They're probably going to like, go back through security cameras just to get the story.
For sure. Anyway, that's my story.
That's so funny. Let's get straight into our two truths and a lie.
Love it.
I get nervous.
I know. Why? Why am I nervous too? It's because we have to hold up our story.
I'm not a good liar.
I'm famously a good liar.
Okay, you can go first then.
Okay. Let's see what we have for you today. Okay. First one, I've broken 6 bones. Second one, I accidentally gave my little sister vodka on her school excursion once instead of water. Third one, I was fully grown by the time I was 12.
What bones did you break?
So I've broken my foot twice, a toe on this foot, a toe on this foot, a thumb, and a finger.
What excursion did your sister go on? Where was she going when she?
I couldn't tell you. It was probably like the zoo or something.
How old were you?
When
you filled her water bottle up with vodka.
Like 21.
You just didn't realize, or you did it on purpose?
No. So the story is that I was going out drinking and I had a water bottle and I put vodka in the water bottle because I didn't want to have to bring a whole bottle of vodka out.
Oh, okay.
So I've come home from a night out and I've put it in the fridge and thought, yep, all good. And then in the morning, my mum has gone, oh, Abby needs a water bottle for her school excursion, and she's grabbed out this water bottle, given it to Abby. She's gone on her school excursion. She's taken a swig. She's gone, that doesn't taste right. Said to the teacher, what's wrong with my water? The teacher's taken a swig. Straight away realised what it was. The teacher took a swig. And mum got a call later that day.
I'm just trying to figure out the ages because you told me how old your sister is today.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the third one?
I was fully grown by the time I was 12.
Mm. What do you mean by that? Just
like
developed?
Yeah, fully developed. That was around the time I broke one of my bones. I got an X-ray done and my bones, like my growth plates were fully formed and my bones were touching each other. You know how they grow. Gosh,
there's all good stories.
Mm-hmm. I think the bones is a lie. I don't think it's six.
Can I guess? I reckon it's the vodka one.
That's the lie?
Yeah, that's a lie.
Taylor, you're correct.
Damn it.
How did you know?
Because I was just thinking about like how old your sister is and I'm like, would there have been that age gap where she would go to the teacher, oh, what's wrong?
Wait, what?
And there is. Because you told me what grade she's in school at the moment.
Okay.
And then I know how old you are.
So you knew it was right. You knew it was true.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And then fully grown
at 12.
By the age of 12, I'm like, I've also seen your school photos.
Yeah, that's true. So
I know too much.
Yeah. I thought I gave away too much in the vodka story. And I thought
you were just telling it really well.
No, no. Yeah, that's actually what happened.
That's wild. What a day at the zoo for her.
Yeah, literally. Oh, that's so funny. All right. What are yours, Taylor?
Okay. My first one is that I'm related to the Kid Laroi.
Oh.
My second one is that my parents met in a bar specifically where they would go and buy $1 drinks.
Okay.
And my third one is that I had a long lost older sister and I didn't know until I was 14.
Oh, wow.
Oh, these are good. All right. How are you related to the Kid Laroi?
So the Kid Laroi is Indigenous.
Right.
And so am I.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
Do we think that that's sus that we didn't know that?
So I am. So my grandfather's mother was dark.
Okay.
Was.
She's passed away.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So yeah, I'm Indigenous, and my cousin found out that when the Kid Laroi started getting big, and he announced what tribe he was from and how he got his performer name, my cousin decided to do some research because he's from Sydney, we're from Sydney, and figure out if we were from the same tribe.
Oh, right.
So he doesn't know that you're related.
No.
Okay.
Have you? So you've never spoken to him before?
No. Okay. I went to his concert. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. What would be the relation?
Just like, I don't really know how it would work, but like his grandfather, I don't know. Like, my cousin knows
so like
the details.
Your like great grandparents were sisters and brothers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I don't really know the extent of relatives in like Aboriginal tribes.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to get tripped on this next one. Cause like if it's $2 drinks instead of $1.
Yeah. Let's.
There's none of that, is there?
There's none of that. Right.
No.
Okay.
All right.
What bar?
I have no idea what it's called. I think it's in Sydney. I think it's called Kicks. I'm pretty sure Mum says it's like Kicks Dollar Drinks.
Okay.
And
okay.
She has this specific story that she tells me how they would go up, have a finger in each drink, and they're carrying 8 drinks.
Right.
Her and my dad, that's where they met.
Do they still have $1 drinks?
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't think the place even exists anymore.
I mean, I wonder why.
How long ago was this?
When they met?
Yeah, but yeah, when was that?
Oh, God.
Suppose you don't really need to. You might not know that.
I think they only met like 4 years before I was born.
Okay.
It was 1998, so it would be 94.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Last one then. So who's your long-lost sister?
Her name is Claire.
Okay.
And my dad had her when my dad was 16.
Yep.
And her mum was 17.
Right.
And yeah, they decided to put her up for adoption.
Oh.
And I had no idea.
Right.
And my dad had a bit too much to drink one night and he was like, you know, you're not actually my eldest daughter. And I was bawling my eyes out. God. I was like, okay.
Oh my trauma. God. Literally.
Yeah.
Trauma dump dad. Okay. What do you think?
I think the Kid Laroi one's too vague.
I agree. I think the Kid Laroi. Tell us.
You're both right.
Yes! But
oh, no one's doing
the drink. Story about my cousin deep diving into the tribes to yes. figure out is 100% true.
I can
yeah,
believe
it. You did well.
You did well telling yeah. that, yeah.
I fully think that my cousin is convinced that we're related. Everyone else is like, Zara, come on, it's not happening. Sorry.
So funny. All right, time to serve her up, right?
Well, we were all right.
No.
You were both right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No one's drinking.
I thought she got it wrong.
Was the only one that was wrong. But I'm
oh,
not.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what were you wrong about?
On your
one. Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, now you have to drink, Caleb. No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't drink.
We'll let you pass.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, guys, we are back with the sealed section. This week, we're going to be talking about the fact that it is okay to be single. You don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to stress if you're not in a relationship. Everything's going to be okay.
I need this pep talk sometimes.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. I think I do too sometimes yeah. because I'm obviously single. You're in a relationship. But what's been your experience in terms of dating?
I've always been in relationships. And I think that earlier it was like definitely a fear of being single.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, I honestly think I had a boyfriend just because I felt bad saying no.
Yeah.
At one stage. And also I just always liked having someone around.
Yeah, I know.
Just someone to do stuff with and be your best friend. But then now I'm like, as I've figured more about myself, I'm like, if something did happen to my relationship now, I'm like, I need to be single and yeah. that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've sort of had to learn while being in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
If anything happens, it's going to be fine.
Yeah. I think like for me, I've been through like waves because I've basically mostly been single. Like I've had one boyfriend that was like on and off, you yeah. know, dodgy, toxic, whatever. Anyway, had him. Most of my like adult life, I have been single at yeah. this stage now. And I've gone through waves of being like, oh my God, I need to have a boyfriend. All my friends have boyfriends. Like I'm the only single one or whatever. To them being like, I'm so happy being single. Like life is good. I'm so happy with myself. Like I literally would be happy to not have anyone ever. Like yeah. I'm at that point now, but it's been like a roller coaster to get there. And I feel like it's just like a development thing, you know, mm. like you learn stuff about yourself. And I think being single, you just learn to like love yourself more and to like be yeah. there for yourself more and to just accept yourself for the way you are. The only downside obviously is like at night sometimes I'm like, oh, it would be so nice to have someone in my bed with me watching this show that yeah, I'm watching. Yeah,
watch a movie or whatever.
But I've got Billy, so it's fine. Yeah.
But you're right. Like you've like learned to love yourself.
Yeah.
Be your own best friend. And exactly. you know 110% what you want. You're yeah. not like caught up in, oh, this must be what a good relationship is because that's what's in front of you. Like yeah. you have the time to think about.
That's exactly
right.
What
you want it to look like
yeah.
if it does happen.
And I think like when you have had a long time of being single, like a lot of people are like, oh my God, I've been single for 5 years. Like there's something wrong with me or whatever. No, you can't think of it like that. You have to think of it as, okay, I haven't found the right person yet because I wasn't happy with myself yet. I wasn't in a place in my life where I was actually ready to attract a partner who I was going to have a healthy relationship with.
Yeah.
Whereas like now for me, I've done the self-work. I'm at a point of self-love and self-acceptance where I'm ready to welcome someone in if they come.
Yeah.
And that relationship probably will be really healthy because, you know, I've done that work and I've put in that work whilst being single. And I think that's how you have to look at it if you are single.
Mm.
Yeah.
I put another note down here as well, which I think is probably one of the biggest differences between you and I is I have always put my relationships first and then my friendships and my time with my family.
Yeah.
Sort of falls behind.
Yeah.
Whereas you're the complete opposite.
Yeah.
You're like anyone in your family or your friends. Or what the other day you had to do something for a family member and you were like, Taylor,
yes.
take this.
I'm
this,
like,
this is your job
it
now.
It was a work commitment. I was like, here you go, Taylor. You take it.
I was like, oh. Like I would just always prioritize my relationships, but then you're so friends oriented.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that has come with being single though, because I haven't had a person to be there with me that's like my, you know, my person. I have had to lean on my friends. And thankfully, like my best friend in the whole world is also single. Mm. And so we've both sort of been on this journey together. But I guess she's sort of like my stand-in boyfriend, which has been helpful. So I think, you know, I would drop everything and anything for her, including a partner if I had one, you know.
And they're the people that are always going to be there for you too. Yeah,
exactly.
So you need to like make those relationships flourish, I think, which is hard when you're, when you have a partner, especially I live away from all of my family.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
my partner.
That makes it hard.
It's just, it's distance. My sister's just gone to London, so she's just made that 10 times worse. Yeah. I don't even know what time it is for her. But yeah, it's just, it's really hard to make that balance.
Yeah, it is hard. I think it, like if I got into a relationship now, even like me being like, I love being single, whatever, I'm very independent and all of that. But if I got into a relationship and I was head over heels in love with him, I think there's always like going to be that honeymoon phase where, you know, I probably would put him first for a while. But I think it's making sure that you come back to that happy medium where it's like prioritizing friends and the relationship at an equal level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a relationship as well, our best moments is when we have time apart with our families.
Yeah.
To like if something's, you know, we've gone through a hectic week or whatever it is, like I'm obviously up here traveling by myself at the moment. I'm like, I can't wait until Thursday night where we get to just like go back and like reconnect after having that time apart, which makes me think that on a larger scale, if you're single for a long period of time, you've done all of that work, like we said before, to go into something and it would be great.
Yeah, exactly. So I think like, if you're single, if you're out there and you're single and you're like desperate to be in a relationship, step back, have a look at yourself, think, am I actually ready for that right now? Am I happy with myself? Do I love myself? Is there anything I need to work on? And if the answer is anything then less than like, no, I'm not perfect, I'm not there yet, then put in that self-work and start concentrating on yourself, because once you work on yourself, then you'll start attracting the right type of people.
I definitely wish I knew that earlier. And just skipped all of the relationships to get to where I am now, I guess.
But the thing is, you still got there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It was just slower and a lot more drama to get there.
Well, there was lots of good stories along the way.
Oh,
though,
yeah. So. It's, we laugh now.
Yeah.
The podcast wouldn't be half as funny if I didn't have crazy exes.
Exactly right.
What would you recommend to do in like taking yourself on a date to look after yourself, to help get to know yourself?
I think like always pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Like, this might be hard to believe, but when I left school, I was so shy. I literally was scared to go to the supermarket by myself. I was like so not independent. I had to be with someone, otherwise I would have a panic attack. Like, it's taken me a long time to get to this point. But I think you really have to start doing things on your own. So yeah, like you said, going out to a cafe by yourself and sitting there, even if it's just you're doing work at the same time or something, so it looks like you're busy.
Yeah.
Doing little things like that, going out for dinner with yourself. I went on a trip to Bali by myself and that was like life-changing for me. I learned so much about myself on that trip. And I think just like, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, I'm a really high-stress person. What am I going to do to fix that? I'm going to start meditating. I'm going to, you know, get a holistic health coach, whatever. Things like that that you might think are unrelated to getting into a relationship, but you're actually putting in all this self-work that you don't even realize.
Yeah.
And I think you learn a lot about yourself, spending time with yourself. It sounds weird, but yeah, I mean, I'm alone a lot and I actually love being alone. Obviously you don't want to go too far in the opposite direction where you're like not seeing anyone, but yeah, I think just like number one tip is push yourself out of your comfort zone. If there's something that scares you, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think as well, if there's something that's in the back of your mind, like, oh, I would love to go hot air ballooning or I'd love to do this, just do it.
Just do
Don't wait for someone to take you.
Exactly right. That's like, you know, I even catch myself sometimes being like, oh, I would love to travel around Australia one day, but I don't want to do it alone. It's like, why not? I know so many people have done it alone. Like, it would be fine. Stuff like that. Like, you can do it single. You don't have to wait for a partner. Like, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Get out there. For our next segment, we are giving our followers some advice. I'm going to ask you first. This is from a question box. So okay. We didn't just, you know, make this up.
Okay.
As a shy guy, what's the best way to ask a lady out?
I mean, this is a tough one because there's so many different, like you could be out at a bar or you could be online. So it kind of differs from each scenario. I think if you're at a bar, and you're like talking to a girl and you really want to ask her out, you literally just say, like, do you want to grab a drink sometime? It is so simple. I think men overthink this so much.
Yeah.
It is so simple. I think if you're messaging online and she's responding and you're having good banter, if you ask her out for a drink, she's probably going to say yes.
Yeah.
If she didn't want to go out, if she didn't want to go out with you, she wouldn't be messaging you. That's my theory.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And also, like, a lot of it is on social media, which is probably somewhat of a downside.
Yes.
But it all depends. You need to have that like banter there. And don't just say, hey, XX. No. Like if I was single and I got a message that said, hey, XX, or a message that was like, hey, my name's whatever. Yeah. Like I've come across your Instagram. Like you're really beautiful. I'd love to take you out. I live nearby or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open that one.
Yeah. See, what I like, this is just my personal preference. Mm. When a guy follows me, and I think he's cute, I'll follow him back. Mm-hmm. And then he'll go and like a few of my photos.
Yeah.
And then I'll go and like a few of his photos. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're playing tennis.
Yeah.
And then eventually the ball goes into his court. And that's when it's a good time to slide into the DMs and be like, hey, how you going? Like, you know, I think you look beautiful, whatever. Like, would you want to go out for a drink sometime? Something like so simple. Give them a compliment and literally just ask.
Yeah, just ask.
Or you could, if you're scared to ask straight away, start messaging. Be like, hey, how are you going? Like, came across your Instagram and I think you're gorgeous. How are things? And then start a conversation. If she replies and you're having a conversation, she's probably going to say yes.
Yeah. I honestly think if you're breaking that initial communication barrier and you're getting responses,
yeah,
it's going to be
it's a good sign. Most of the time. I can tell you right now, like, I don't respond to just anyone.
Yeah.
So if I'm giving my time to you, it's because I want you to ask me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got interest from your side as well. One of my exes, I met him on Hinge as well as my current partner. And I was just so over the messaging, the DMs, like just didn't want a bar of it. I was working in retail still. And I was like, look, this is the shopping center I work at. I can duck home, get changed and be back to watch The Lion King at this time. If you want to take me out on a date, I knew he would have to drive an hour to get there.
Yeah.
Like if you want to meet me, book the tickets and I'll meet you back here at like 6:30 or whatever it was. And Love he did that. It.
Amazing.
And then we were together for a couple of years after that.
Wow. That's so good.
Just him being like, yep, cool, done. Like just the.
Well, that's the thing though with these days with men is if they show effort, that literally means the world to me specifically. Like, you know, there's been guys that I really like and it's just this, the lack of effort from them that gets me, that makes me immediately be like, no. And I'll always take a step back because I'm like, no. Nah.
Don't ask for Snapchat.
Don't ask for Snapchat, for fuck's sake.
Don't. You're not going to get anywhere.
Oh, I know. I hate that. It's the biggest ick.
But yeah, just ask. I liked the compliment and then just ask. Yes. That's a, I've never thought about it like that.
Compliments go a long way for us ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure like if she is a gorgeous girl, she's going to have lots of the hey or just you're gorgeous with no hey. Like, what do you want us to do with that?
Or, hey, want to be my sugar baby?
My name is Greg. I'm 65 in US. Yes. If I send you $5,000 right now.
Literally.
No.
No.
Just ask.
Just ask. Okay, guys, we are back with another Spicy Sessions. I'm excited to talk about this one today. We're talking about period sex. Yes or no?
I don't know how I feel.
I have mixed opinions on this.
Me too.
What do you think?
I think that if you asked me 5 years ago, I would have thought, oh yeah, it's fine. Like who cares? Just put a towel down. It's fine.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, okay, no, like that shit hurts sometimes.
Okay.
And I don't want to wash the towels.
True.
And it's just a bit much.
Wait, I have to just say, you just reminded me of something. And this is totally off topic here, but it's relevant kind of at the same time.
Okay.
A girl at Sexpo, which I was at recently, gave me a splash blanket. Have you heard of what they are?
I have.
She gave me one. So it's for squirting or some people use it like during pregnancy and stuff like that. I guess you could use it during period sex as well, but it's waterproof. It's a fluffy blanket, but it's waterproof and completely washable, vegan, cruelty-free, whatever. It's everything. And yeah, it's meant to be like, obviously, if you want to squirt and not make a mess or have to clean it up, it's
got like a tarp kind of layer on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely seen these on Instagram.
They're, but they seem great. I haven't used it yet, so I don't want to like give that recommendation, but I know a lot of people that use them and they're really good.
There's a solution.
Yeah. There's a solution for that.
Yeah.
What else do you think?
I just think in the shower. I don't get a long period. So my it doesn't really matter to me because mine's like 3 or 4 days. I'm like, we'll be fine. Like we can do something else. It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I have a partner who it's not like I'm just meeting someone on the night and you're like, oh my God, I really want to sleep with them when I'm on my period.
Yeah.
That would suck. Well, I don't have to worry about that. So I think my opinion is very biased to my situation.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. I think it is like a situational thing. I think if you've gone on a date and you've just met the guy for the first time, especially if you don't tell him you're on your period and he just goes in, I think there always has to be, you have to tell them that you're, and if they want to go ahead with that and you're happy to go ahead, do it.
Yeah.
But I think personally, I'm okay with it. The mess is the only downside. I'm okay with it. I think it helps with your period pains, having sex.
Yeah, it does.
And I think, probably in the shower is the best place to do it, really. But I also don't love shower sex, so it's kind of like a win-lose situation.
Either. We sometimes have a lube that just lives permanently in the shower.
Oh, really? Just to keep it lubed up. But the other thing is when I'm on my period, I'm so horny. Like –
really?
Oh my God. See, this is the thing. And I've spoken to some friends that are the same and some that aren't. But like whenever I get my period, I'm like, this is like the worst thing in the world because I'm at my absolute horniest and I can't have sex. Well, I could, but like, do you know what I mean? It's like a big deal.
Mine's ovulation.
I couldn't even tell you when I'm ovulating.
I know. I'll wake up and be like, what are we doing today? Like straight away. The day I'm ovulating, it's like I'm ravenous.
That's funny.
Obviously, if you don't want to fall pregnant, that's the day when you probably can't. Shouldn't do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's so true. Like, why does God do this to us? The universe do this to us? No,
when I'm on my period, I just couldn't care. I'm like, if you don't want to talk to me for the next 4 days, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, but also it's funny. I think it depends because some periods I get are really painful. And when they're really painful and I'm feeling really shit, the last thing I want to do is have sex.
Mm.
But then there's some periods I get when I feel fine and I'm like, I need to fuck every person in the world.
I'm sure there would be guys who love it. This has just reminded me of something.
Yeah.
Started a Fansly.
Oh, okay.
I don't have many subscribers.
Yeah. Have you started posting?
I've got a few videos there you can unlock. So it's, I don't know, it's making a little bit of money just on the side. I don't really touch it. But I did get a period request.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you can get them on Fansly.
Yeah.
Unlike OnlyFans.
I haven't done it. He hasn't messaged me in like a week or so. Right. But he just wanted to see like solo play with my period. And I was like,
would you do
it? I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I'd feel doing solo play with my period.
I mean, I could like
which is selfish.
Could do it in the shower.
Yeah, but then that's does he want that though? Because if he wants a period, but he probably wants to see it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
Yeah.
But again, mine is only a few days. It's not that heavy. I'm like, it's probably not even, he might not even like it.
You might not even see anything really.
Like I can get away with having sex on my period sometimes and nothing happens. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it might be a very let down of a video for
true,
him.
True.
But yeah, that's a thing. So I'm sure those guys, which when you're very horny on your period, they would be like, oh, give it to me.
Yeah, I want it all. Yeah. I think it's just a personal preference. Yeah. And I'm not against it or like necessarily for it. It's just depending on the day and who I'm with.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
If you like it, go for it. And if you don't want to do it,
don't.
Yeah. Our final segment for today is our recommendations.
Exciting. What do you have?
Mine is doing my own nails.
Did you do them yourself?
Yeah.
They're so good. I assumed you got them done.
No, I've been doing them for like 6 months now.
What are they?
It's Glamour Drip.
What's
Glamour
that?
Dip. Glamour Dip.
Okay.
It's always on Instagram. Always on, now that I've said it, it will be on yours when you get home. Yeah. But it's like SNS.
Right.
Where you like dip in the different powders. Yeah. And then like you put the sealer gel in it.
And you just do it yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I could do that.
Double
is it
dose
easy?
Slash Valentine's theme.
I love that.
It's very easy.
Oh my God.
After the first time.
Okay.
It was so good. But yeah, that's my recommendation.
What do you do when you need to take them off?
To be honest, I'd literally just pick mine off or wait for them to chip. But you can, like it comes with a remover, like a dissolver.
Cool.
So you can just change them whenever
you want.
So I've got like 10 different colors and I just kept doing my own.
That's such a good recommendation.
And I love it. It's like an hour where I can just sit by myself and have a TV show on. And
it's like me time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's mine.
Nice. I love it.
What's yours?
Okay. So mine's a bit weird. I don't know if it's weird. So you know how there's like coloring in for anxiety and stuff like people do that. So I always saw them and I was like, oh, that looks really complex and I feel like that would stress me out. Mm. I was on TikTok the other day and I was scrolling and I saw this girl do this really aesthetic video and I literally was like, wow, this looks amazing. She was coloring in and it was like these really cute, they were like animals, but they were like almost like a cartoon. Okay. And in different scenarios. So it was like Halloween themed or like Christmas themed or whatever. And they were so cute. And she was just coloring them in with this like big set of markers. And I was like, wow, I need to get this.
Yeah.
The coloring in sheets are from a place called Bobby Goods.
Okay.
So I ordered them and I ordered on Amazon 168 markers.
They're kind of expensive, aren't they?
Well, they were $70, which I thought was quite cheap.
That's pretty good for that many.
For that many.
In Office Works, that like, $120 I saw some markers.
I wouldn't be paying that.
I think there was 20 markers.
Oh my God, no.
It was like the Faber-Castell like professional ones. I was like, that's...
Well, the ones I got were really good because they've got like a thick side on one end and then the other end's like a fine side.
You're going to have so much fun.
I've already started. I love it. I keep sending photos to my mum. I feel like a child being like, mummy, look at my painting.
It's very therapeutic.
It is so therapeutic. I sit there and it's like so pleasing to get it within the lines and stuff.
Get it perfect. I love that.
And I just like turn everything off and I'm just in the moment. It's very good.
Just there, present.
Yep. Yep.
I love that.
Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Make sure you follow us on all socials. Our username is doubledose.thepodcast and let us know anything you want us to talk about.
And we'll see you next week. Double dose.